Were you there when they crucified my Lord? What does that question mean to you? How would you answer? A story. I worked one summer as a student chaplain at the hospital in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I remember well the first night I was scheduled to work an overnight shift. Chaplains who were on call would stay at the hospital overnight in a small room with a bed and a duty phone. I was nervous, aware that the rest of the chaplaincy team had gone home, wondering whether the phone would ring, anxious about going to sleep in case I slept through it. In the early hours of a Saturday morning, the duty phone did ring. I was called down to the trauma unit. A nurse explained to me that there had been a drive-by shooting at a wedding reception in the city. The groom and bride had both been shot and were now undergoing emergency surgery. I had been called to be with the groom's elderly mother. She'd flown over from Greece for the wedding. She spoke little English. Her son had been shot on what was to have been one of the happiest days of their lives. Now, instead of being at a wedding reception, she was alone in a hospital family room. What to say? Perhaps I was quietly relieved that the language barrier relieved me of the self-imposed pressure of finding the right words. Sometimes there are no words. I recall sitting beside her and holding her hand while we waited and waited for news. Then at one point, she reached up with her other hand and drew out the necklace she was wearing. She turned her body towards me. The necklace was of a crucifix, representing Jesus on the cross. She tenderly held the gold crucifix between her fingers and looked at me in a way that went beyond words. Then she carefully patted the cross back in place and slowly made the sign of the cross. I cannot speak for her, but in that moment I felt as if she was there. I felt as if she was on that hill at Calvary. It felt as if that was the only place that could hope to speak to her and for her in the depth of her pain. It was the only place that was fit for purpose. If she was on that hill with Jesus, then she is with someone who truly understands. If she is on that hill, then neither of them are alone in their pain. I don't know how long we sat there. Eventually, she was called in to see her son. I don't know what happened next. I do know that both bride and groom were transferred to a larger hospital the next morning. I found out from the local newspaper that the shooting had been a case of mistaken identity, drug-related, gang-related. I never saw his mother again. So I can't tie this story up in a nice little bow for you or for me. I'm sorry if the lack of resolution makes you feel uncomfortable. In a symbolic act that is totally foreign to me, I now make the sign of the cross as I stand with that mother in that hospital family room once more. She showed me another way. Good Friday is an uncomfortable day. It is a day for trembling. When this African-American spiritual was written, believers would reflect on Christ's sufferings and the consolation of the gospel in the light of their own. They needed to know someone had been there. A verse of the song, "Were You There?" that is not always sung is the one that goes, "Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Were you there when the sun refused to shine?" The Gospel according to Mark chapter 15 from verse 33 reads, "When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, 'Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,' which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?' When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, 'Listen, he's calling for Elijah.' And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick and gave it to him to drink, saying, 'Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down.' Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. Ending at verse 37. It is over. He has gone. The light has gone out. There are many situations which call for the sun refusing to shine these days. Maybe your story feels stuck in the darkness. The sun refuses to shine. I will not make myself feel more comfortable by boxing up your pain in a way that leaves no loose ends. That would not be to honor your story. It's Good Friday. It's not a day for the empty crosses of Easter. Not yet. I invite you to journey into the rest of this day with some words by the poet Anne Weems. There are times when we must go heartlong into our pain, knowing it's the only way we will get to Easter living.